Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened, and, well, they probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond or the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Also, I'd like to welcome the planet of Mercury, the planet of communications, which is going forward again after 3 weeks of being in retrograde. You know, when the planet of communications goes backwards, many times we feel as if we are stalled and nothing much is happening for us, which is great on one aspect because it's a time to reconsider and to reevaluate and making sure that we haven't forgot anything or giving us a time to rest. And it started to go forward on February 11th, but it started to get out of the shadow. And this could take anywhere from up to about 10 days or 2 weeks for to start gaining momentum and turning around and going forward again. So if you have felt a little bit stalled in your projects, in your life, in those areas that you want to see some success in moving forward, start to put your emphasis on seeing more forward movement at the end of February going into March. I'd also like to remind everyone of the Angel Healing House radio program and newsletter that was sent out for February. Now, if you missed it, the Posse of Angels were not pulling any punches as the channel was entitled Trust in Yourself, for it contained how the disclosures of corruption and lies perpetuated on our planet will explode in this year of 2015, and how we each individually can best navigate during this time of revelations and evolutions. Now, they told us in that newsletter and also the radio program that it would be best for each of us not to judge others, but just to bear witness that the disclosures are happening in order for the world to ascend to represent a more truthful planet. In fact, in response to the newsletter and radio program entitled Trust in Yourself, a longtime listener wrote me this email. She said, "Hello, my friend Candy. I just finished reading your email about your warnings about what's going on in the world and about trusting in yourself. The entire time I was reading it, I kept giving you and the Posse of Angels a huge thumbs up for being so courageous for bringing forward this information to the world. I wish I could give you a hug. The Posse of Angels right now. You remember your Blog Talk Radio show and asked you why I had a dream about being able to get these bugs and scarabs off of my body. You told me that it was from another lifetime in Egypt and that I was ready to receive information that I wasn't able to before. Well, I wanted to tell you you were right on the money again. I started receiving messages about dark forces that are trying to take over our world and make it into a new world order. The information I found on so many of these people, they made me feel sick, and you are right. There are many politicians and people included in these in the media. I have read horrible things about what's going on with very dark people and wondered what I could do to stop them. I also wondered if spiritual people like yourself and the Posse of Angels knew what was going on. Well, I started to realize that what was expected of me was not to expose them, is not to judge them, but just to be aware of their intentions to humanity. Then I started to see other spiritual people saying subtle things about the darkness. Then you and the Posse of Angels just took some very huge steps of courage and brought forward about telling people in your article, Trust in Yourself, about these disclosures. I think you are awesome. You just validated for me everything I have read and I feel that is right. Thank you, Candy and the Posse of Angels, for bringing awareness to the world. You are making a huge difference to make the world a better place with love and peace. I sent this to other spiritual people, your email, your newsletter, and your radio program to other people who will keep it going. I love you, Candy, and the Posse of Angels. You are what the world needs right now. God bless you. And that's from my lovely listener, Gloria, in New Jersey. And I'd like to thank you, Gloria, for that wonderful letter confirming the perfect timing for the channeling of this information. I see that we have several callers who are holding on the line. 717, you're going to be up first, and then 206. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about the topic of the day. And the topic that the Posse of Angels want to talk about today is entitled, To Speak Up or Not. What? Hold the phone. Have the Posse of Angels lost their collective marbles? Have they taken a leave of their heavenly senses? How is it possible that they can even entertain the idea of us as conscious, awakened, enlightened beings not speaking up? You know, listeners, for the past 10 years or more, we have systematically released anything that is not honoring and respectful to us. We have found our voice to speak up and communicate after lifetimes of being manipulated, of being controlled, used, abused, and pushed into compromising and settling for anything less we so richly deserve as divine, eternal beings of light. And now, with all the strides we have made, and we're feeling empowered, strengthened, and courageous, how could they even entertain the idea of whether or not we should speak up? Well, as always, they, the Posse of Angels, are enjoying our reaction to this title, and they're laughing with us, as they never laugh at us. They are assuring us that they have indeed not taken leave of their collective senses, but that this is a very important topic to consider on whether to speak up or not about what you know in your heart to be true, and whether you are going to share the information that you have with others. This is a very important topic. So, the reason is that with the raising of the consciousness on the planet, and with humans shifting to be able to discern truth in their lives, many things will be revealed and brought to light about deception, corruption, and crimes against humanity that were done and continue to be done on planet Earth. With many of these disclosures coming to light, you may be presented with loved ones, with family and friends who have the same needs and revelations, yet they may be in a very, very different place from you, and they may have very different perceptions and opinions to your beliefs, with a great deal of information that will be revealed that destroys long-held beliefs and programming. There will be many who will not be really ready to comprehend the information that is going to be brought to life this year. And while many of us have been waiting years and years for, as I said, disclosures, crimes against humanity, and lies to be disclosed, there are others who will not see these disclosures as a very tangible sign of the evolution of the planet, and they will be anything but excited and enthusiastic. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with the raising of the consciousness, it is as if there is a dimensional consciousness divide of those who still choose to remain in third dimensional frequencies of fear, despair, and control, doggedly hanging on to the old, hard way of living, and those who have risen above the matrix of control and are now experiencing the ease and the grace and the flow of fourth and fifth dimensional living. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that with this being a free will choice to awaken to the enslavement of the planet, we who have awakened will be faced with a choice ourselves. You know, the quandary, listeners, of whether to tell others of the hijacking of almost every area of our lives by those of evil intent, areas of our health, our food supply, our money, our rights to privacy, our right to clean air and water, and our personal liberties, all of these, whether we choose to tell others about this hijacking, will be a decision that many will have to make, and they will reflect upon whether they are going to share this with others. For example, I recently found myself at a gathering where I was the only woman amongst seven men. A reunion of my husband's childhood mate found us in a backyard reminiscing about their experiences and also pondering the fate of the world, as so many and as so much had changed in the past 50 years since their childhood. When the topic was raised about the problems of the planet, some even voicing that the world was destined to be destroyed, I gently spoke up and I disagreed, stating that the world was evolving as the consciousness of the planet was rising, with many focusing their attention on a world of love, acceptance, unity, and peace. One of the more outspoken gentlemen then stated that that concept was all very well and good for some who chose to hide their head in the sand and not to face reality, but that he did not believe that the world would ever evolve into a utopian society, as if a utopian state was a concept that was unattainable and unreachable. Implied that with this one belief, and the energy that he chose to focus on around it, that I agreed with him that there would be 100% certainty that an ideal society that benefited all would never, ever happen in his reality. And I assured him that it would happen in my reality. Now, he looked at me a little bit quizzically when I said that. Well, seeing a natural segue, I began to introduce the work that I do as a Reiki master teacher working in the field of energy medicine or biofield therapy, and how quantum physics states that our thoughts create our realities, with different realities for everyone depending on their thoughts and their energetic frequency that they consciously, unconsciously choose to perpetuate in their lives. You know, speaking over the top of me, as if he was swatting away a small, insignificant fly, he emphatically stated that in order to solve the ills of the world, what was needed for the world was to put into power a benevolent dictator that would lead the people and establish directives on how to improve their lives. Well, I did a double take as to his choice of words, benevolent dictator. I calmly said, do you realize that the phrase benevolent dictator is an oxymoron? How can you even voice that you would welcome someone who wields absolute power over you in a dictatorship? I asked him to think about people like Adolf Hitler, Idi Amin, Saddam Hussein. I then quickly added, come to think of it, the taking away of our civil liberties, the manipulation of our elections by telling us who to vote for, the buying off of politicians and governments, our corrupt financial institutions, while those in power line their pockets with more money, isn't this an almost direct reflection of the world that we currently are living in? Because we have blindly given over our freedoms in almost every area of our lives? Once again, my words fell on deaf ears as he said, what we really need is to elect the politicians that have guts enough to hit people where it hurts them the worst, in their pockets. He went on to say that people will only take notice if you make them pay for the privileges that they receive. I suddenly was about to get on my very high horse and examine his use of the word privileges, as my way of thinking is that we have an inherent right as divine eternal beings to things like clean, fresh air and water, non-GMO and non-pesticides foods that have not been genetically modified and chemically poisoned. We have rights to choose alternative and holistic health therapies, rights not to be vaccinated, rights to our privacy. Yet as I was just about to gallop off in a cloud of indignant dust, I heard the posse of angels say, "For me to choose my words wisely." With their wise sage words, I realized that the energetic divide between myself and this lovely gentleman was so vast that he was not consciously at the stage to be able to perceive and understand that a utopian society was not only possible, but that he was a powerful multidimensional whose words, actions, and thoughts and beliefs were of tantamount importance as to whether a Shangri-La, a paradise on earth, was ever to be achieved. But the posse of angels were quick to remind us and to remind me that how we interact with those who do not support us shows just how enlightened we truly are, as we do not judge them and we allow them to be exactly where they are on their journey through life. Before we go on to speak more about choosing to speak up or not, let's go to the phone lines. First caller, 716, you dropped off the line, so we will go to 206 and then 661. You hang on, you're going to be next. 206, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Hollis.
Hello, Hollis. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
And how have you been since the turnover from 2014 to 2015? And do you resonate with our topic today?
Oh, my gosh. I just wanted to make a profound comment. I think that was amazing. And the summary at the end was, I think, for me, the most powerful. In speaking with others that aren't quite walking on the same vibration, our ability to plant little seeds gently into their minds is where we're going to make the is where we'll make the movement.
Very, very wise words.
For them just to hear softly and gently where we're coming from.
Right.
May open up their minds a little bit to ponder the ideas and think a little bit more.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when my children were teenagers and I would suggest something. I would introduce something to them. And they were, you know, when I said black, they would say white. they would
right.
take a rebel stand around the time that they were 16, 17, 18. And by the time they got to about 23, 24, how much wisdom that they had accrued, not through me, but by their own experiences with life, and they had to come to the information themselves. And I have always said we're not here to change anyone, to help to make them shift, but we can best lead by example.
Very good, very good. And I have an 11-year-old daughter who's very wise for her years, and she's already letting me know that she knows more than I do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So it starts very early, and but I think just dropping those little gentle seeds is what's going to make people just start to think a little bit more And those people that aren't quite walking on the same vibration, maybe they'll remember some of the things that are said to them and possibly shift a little.
Right. Well, when you mentioned your daughter, I'm really not surprised that she is exhibiting so much wisdom, because with each generation, my children were born in the indigo generation, and your daughter certainly would, if she's 11 years old, that's the arc of the crystal children and the rainbow children, and they're actually born of a higher frequency, so that they can perceive and understand so much more than we could when we were that age.
And they are actually, they're in this midst of all this change, and they see the older generation worried about things, but they seem to be at peace. I think they have a knowingness that it's all going to be okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
I really feel that way, because they're exposed to all this, you know, maybe not as heavily as we are, but they see the parents, and they see the, you know, the things that are going on in the world and in the communities. And but although they seem to be just, I think they have a knowingness, and that gives me comfort.
Yes, absolutely. What is the saying, Hollis? By our children, we will be led. in so many
Isn't
ways.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. It is beautiful. And so did you have a question for the Posse of Angels today?
I just wanted to know what they see for, I'm trying to get something going here, and I've been kind of working on it for quite some time and had some distractions and some people going to spirit and, you know, having to adjust things in the household. And I'm feeling blocked. And I know I need to move forward. I am going to be doing some spiritual teaching, and I just feel like I'm blocked.
Okay, and you and the collective consciousness work for a very good reason. I was just speaking to a friend last night, and I said to her, and she said almost those same exact words to me when I was giving her a reading last night. And she said, I can't understand why, if I'm doing so much good on the planet, that so many of my projects and so many of the things that I love why haven't they, you know, come to fruition, and why haven't they gone forward? And the reason this is lovely, Hollis, because if we put out our books, if we put out our programs, if we put out our project to take off, there wouldn't have been as great an audience, and it would have fallen on deaf ears and just fallen by the wayside.
Right.
Before, although many, many people have shifted since that 2012 date and before that, the Posse of Angels are saying that they wanted to make sure that our audience, and I'm just getting huge shocks now, that our audience was appreciative and been able to hear us, perceive us, and to understand the spiritual messages that we were going to put forth. Otherwise, they just would have all, as I said, just fallen by the side, and all of our efforts would have been for basically naught, and they said, it's time for us not to play small, time for us to step up onto a much larger platform so that we can be thrust out into the public eye, into the media, into a wider audience, to be the next wave of the spiritual teachers on the planet. There are so many forwards in the spiritual community that they're retiring. I heard that Holy Virtue was retiring her world tours as of last November. People like Neil Donald Walsh and Barbara Mars Hubbard and Louise Hay, and it's not that they're not going to continue to do this spiritual work, but those were like the, you know, really big that they really got big recognition on the planet, you know, to get the word out. And then now it's the changing of the guard for the next. And you and I are that next way. We're that next way of taking this information to be able to help others to shift. So going to the...
I believe that it's picking up.
It is. There's no question about it. And they, what they want you to know is, these are their exact words for you, Hollis. You have run the most wonderful race that you can possibly ever imagine. And they're patting you on the back, and they're cheering, and they're saying that you're saying, as Mercury goes forward, the date that it went direct is February, but it's a gosh darn big planet, and it takes about 2 weeks to move out of its shadow and go forward. So we can expect that those tangible forms to show us that forward movement coming in towards the end of February and on into March. Your life will not be the same, Hollis, May. It won't. In the next 4 weeks, in the next 8 weeks, you will be given the keys to the palace, the keys to the tangible next form that you'll be stepping into. And to keep running the race, keep holding the light. Your intentions hold a very integral puzzle piece of the planet. The first card that comes out for you is the Empress. Oh, my gosh, such a beautiful, beautiful card. And it says it's time to act upon your plan. The time is coming that is nigh. And it's not like, you know, a lot of times spirit doesn't have a lot of, not I was going to say energy, but they don't know much about time, with many of them not experiencing an earthly physical incarnation. But they're saying that it's so close. Your creativity will be rewarded, and abundance will come as a result of that. I just feel that all of your spiritual knowledge is being grounded into the earth, and will see its physical manifestation of your dreams, the fulfillment of your dreams coming through, and the opportunities and the connections being given to you in order to be able to do that. Okay, here comes the Knight of Cups. Da-da-da-da, Knight of Cups comes in. And the Knight of Cups is also about, it's about emotions and romance, but it's also about proposals. This could be a business proposal. This could be a contract. This could be a partnership that's going to help you, solidify.
Move forward.
And to move forward. Well, the Knights are always about movement. And the last card for you is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands is about your ship coming in. It just is. It's about prosperity arising from your wise planning and being able to see how to take the next steps. Why are they saying this? Are you moving locations? Are you moving houses?
There is movement right now because I'm taking care of my mother's estate. So we're moving all of her things out and selling her property. But personally, I would love to move, but we're not quite ready for that. But I would love to find a bigger house.
Okay. What they're also saying to me, Hollis, is they want you to think big. You're not thinking big enough. You're not dreaming big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They really do want you to know how powerful you are in a manifestation department, and they're saying these things that are happening around the movement of your mother and her property and things, this is getting you ready. This is getting you ready for your next move. And they're saying, what do you really desire? And put your focus on dreaming that into reality. So, Hollis, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Well, I appreciate you so much and your thoughts and your ideas and what you're putting out there to the world. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that so much. Well, you have a lovely, lovely day. And I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I'll check with you in 3 months. Bless you, Candy.
All right. Okay, bless you, too. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So much, Hollis, for those lovely words. Let's go to our next caller, 678. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Gina's calling from Georgia. And how has your life been since we went from 2014 to 2015? Do you resonate with the topic about speaking up or not speaking up today?
Well, last year it has been a lot of personal changes for me. So I had to learn how to do things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying I was dependent on someone. It just reinforced me that I am a stronger person and I am independent and I have a lot of faith in strength, you know, getting through the tough times. And
right.
God hasn't forgotten about me. So, and I'm really a testimony. I'm serious. I am. So it's like, you know, I can conquer anything. I mean, I'm past that now. So I know I can really be successful in whatever I do or conquer anything that comes my way because nobody's not going to stand my way or anything.
Oh, my gosh. And can I give you a hallelujah for that? You know, it's when we're and when we struggle, you know what makes me think of Georgia? You think of how a pearl is formed. You know, a way of a pearl is formed is a piece of grit makes its way to that shell, and it wounds. It actually wounds the pearl, and the shell starts to send all of its healing to that one area. What happens as a result of that? That grit becomes a pearl. And I often say where there are no wounded pearls, where there are no wounded oysters, there are no pearls. It's the trials and the tribulations and the struggles and the challenges who make us who we are. And when we get on the other side of that, don't we feel so gosh darn proud of ourselves?
Mm-hmm. I am. I definitely am.
And the posse of angels are applauding you.
Hello? 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 Thank you.